it's the linchpin, lynching, anti-engine, bit by bit, chomping at the bit. My shots hit accurate, a prophet, passionate for profit, cashing in, that's the shit. Lyrical laxative, running off after, never relax when lashing, different than the last one. So let's see, chocolate dip, nuts, I'm
I'm stuck under the map. My gun won't shoot actual bullets.
I am running sideways along the ground.
I went prone and I'm under the world.
I'm inside of you.
Oh my. That shit happened all the time, man. I couldn't go prone in the Battlefield 3 beta at all.
Without this news being
I'd be in that little train station, because of course all they put was...
Okay, so this is actually a video game you guys are talking about.
Yeah, not like actual, we're not Vietnam vets, like, reliving the past.
Fuck. I'd never go on the good podcast.
But, yeah, man, Battlefield 3 beta is so fun, but it's also so broken.
People keep saying, like, oh, it's a couple of weeks old. I feel like not falling to the ground should have been one of the first things
that's
they gotta handle.
Your basic game design principles.
Coming out in a month?
Oh, it's coming out in 20 days? Less than that.
Right, yeah, I thought I saw somebody say, like, oh, they still have a week to fix things, and I'm like, fix that? I don't know. It's still... Yeah, it's provided some fantastic videos, though.
They do have a great tagline for the commercials, though. Above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
Scandalous shit.
Did they try the same thing with Medal of Honor? They tried to, like...
Yeah. It's not gonna work. It'll work better than Medal of Honor. Yeah. But
well,
it's not gonna outsell Call of Duty.
They also... Didn't they buy, like, moderncombat.com or something like that?
I think they had to buy, like, all the variants just to keep Gameloft off their fucking back.
I don't know. Right, yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, it's October 6, 2011. And you're listening to episode 56 of the Nitro Beer Beardcast. Did I get that right?
Yeah,
56?
That's right.
Sure, yes, sir. Totally. Yeah.
Didn't even look.
Oh.
The flying 56th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
556?
We've been around for 40 years.
Oh my God. Someone kill me.
You don't think you'll be part of Nitro Beer when we're recording episode 556, Mark?
If my life is still... I don't know. My life has seriously gone off the rails. That's how video games...
Well, you can blame the people occupying Wall Street for that.
Oh, God.
Because as myself, Wes, and Imran know, it now takes you at least half an hour to buy a bagel.
I guess. Here's the thing. I actually work on Wall Street. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm a big Wall Street.
You're part of the problem.
You're the 1%.
Yeah, I am Wall Street. Fuck you, hippies. No. I repair computers in Midtown Manhattan. Our offices happen to be down on Broad Street, which is like a block, less than a block away from Wall Street. Because, like, literally, like, outside my offices is like, I don't know if... The Iron Curtain is a thing that they build up in...
Russia?
In England. For, like, the Ring of Steel. The Ring of Steel is what I'm thinking of. Big security thing.
Yeah.
That they tried to copy in Manhattan, you know, so they can just lock it down in an instant. And that's kind of... The apparatus for that is basically outside my offices. So we're basically, like, at the entrance to Wall Street. And I saw a I'm getting an echo.
Yeah, so are we. Right, somehow, you're providing your own echo.
Put reverb on your voice to make it sound more...
Yeah, we're trying something new with the Nitro Beer Broadcast. We're going to lay down two tracks of the cast, and then just it gives it more volume, more kind of...
3D sound.
You have a track like half a second behind the guy and feed it into his own headphones so he's hearing his own voice like a half second behind.
Oh, man.
It really fucks you up. Anyway,
I've seen a protest.
Oh, God. I've seen a protester. She was a very lonely looking girl. She was like carrying on two of the saddest little signs I've ever seen in my entire life. She was very lost looking, kind of cute. It was also raining, so I didn't do anything with her.
Wait. She was carrying two signs or signs?
She was carrying two signs. Okay. Yeah, if she was carrying children, there's no way of telling if they were hers. I wasn't going to judge that. But no, she's carrying around two signs, and I have the general idea where the protest is at, because it's at this place called Zuccotti Park. But you can't see these guys. And you can't see these guys because they decided to put their protest in the middle in like Wall Street. And like, if there's any place in like the entirety of Manhattan like the police can lock down at any time they want, it's this place they decided to hold the fucking protest at. And they're wondering, like, why can't we get like news cameras in here, and why aren't we getting trucks? And I think that's a legitimate concern, although they did have like My Fox 5, one of the reporters get the crap kicked out of him in like the white shirt.
That's bad.
Yeah, and that's going to be like the first thing of it. But well, that's the first like thing the media's ever done. But you know, if they're wondering why they can't get any media in there, it's because you put it like, it's a real hard pain in the ass to get down to you guys, number one. And number two, I mean, I work in like Midtown, so I'm going like by like Bank of America's like corporate offices. I'm going by like Citibank's corporate offices, Merrill Lynch, you know, like the guys that these people are pissed off at. And look, I'm not going to, I think they have every reason to be pissed off.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I support their cause, whatever. These are the guys they need to be pissed off at, not the guys in Wall Street.
Exactly.
Wall Street,
yes.
Doesn't do anything.
Thank you.
Because like traders, they do it this shit from the house. It's like they have compute. It's like 2011. Nobody does shit on Wall Street anymore. Sure, you have like the stock guys who are like on the floor, but the guys who run the computers tell the traders what to do.
Yeah.
So you know, you're just being pissed off at these poor little guys who are running around the floor in stupid looking vests.
Yeah, it's like getting mad at your waitress because your steak's not cooked right. Like,
yeah. For all intents and purposes, yeah. And you're not actually yelling at management. If you want to yell at management, you go to fucking Bank of America corporate headquarters.
Yes.
I walk these guys down to the fucking skyscraper they need to be in front of.
Yeah, fuck those guys in their, like, what's it, $5, $10 credit fee now? Or debit card fee?
Oh, it's to check ATMs? Yeah, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just,
yeah, and since there's only the fucked up thing is, and you know, kind of what these guys are pissed off at is like there's four banks in America right now, and all four of them are going to be doing this exact same thing. So it's not sure. Like you can take your money out of Bank of America and go to Citibank because, oh hey, Citibank's going to do the same thing. Wells Fargo's going to do the same thing.
And that's why we're pleased to announce the official launch of NitroBeer Bank.
Community Bank.
That's right.
Our interest rates. You know, since we don't have a lot of money right now, our interest rate starts at about 69%.
Yeah.
At least.
But you know, we'll work that down as a team.
Just your money. We won't charge you for getting your money back. It'll be great.
I agree. It seems sort of. I totally agree that Occupy Wall Street is something very important. But if you ask any dozen people down there what they're protesting, they'll give you 12 different answers. It's
They're against the National Reserve right now. I mean, I've seen like some signs that are being discarded, like in the trash, and they're all against the National Reserve.
In the Fed.
Really? Yeah, the Fed. This is not. Look, I'm more liberal than the most liberal guy, you know, right?
Right.
Because I'm. But the things you guys are pissed off about, this is like Paltard stuff.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not sure how you could resist the opportunity to like. Get into a cop uniform and just like handcuff some guy, then walk away.
Yeah, just put one of those little plastic ties around the wrist.
Oh,
and
yeah, there you go.
I'll be right back. Just stay right here. Yeah. Then leave.
Come here, you dirty hippie. Come here.
give me your cannoli.
But like the stuff that actually like impacts your daily life, you're not seeing it because they're stuck in this little. Park down there, and like in the weekends they'll decide that they'll like go march on City Hall. Great, nobody's at City Hall on the fucking weekend.
Right. What you could do is you could be one of those asses and be like, so you guys want to end lobbyists? And they're like, yeah man, lobbyists, take them out man. And it's like, so what's Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's, oh, we're a lobby. Oh shit. Like, just do that. Like, I agree. Something needs to be done, but they're trying to end 40 things, and you just can't. I mean, I'm mad that the seawater rises sometimes because of the moon. Like,
can we?
There's
going to be. Tide goes out.
There's going to be a larger group that's going to take over these guys. I fear greatly.
Yeah.
It's like they don't have a centralized movement. Something's going to take these guys over. They're not going to realize that there's going to be a change, and it's going to really suck.
And I'm hoping it doesn't turn into the, oh, police brutality, like a Rodney King thing.
Already.
Yeah, exactly. Like, then they literally did nothing but certify that they didn't really have a point anyway, because they're just going to point fingers at everything evil, and you're like, come on.
The second this comes only to be about the NYPD is when they've lost any chance to affect change.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Well, the thing is, yeah, like, this is populist movement and, like, pro-union, and you're going against the police and you're going against the union.
Right.
So yeah. And you can't really separate those two things.
It's...
Can we go occupy wherever they make policy decisions on $60 PC games and DLC?
Oh, yeah, man.
Occupy Van... No, where is it? Seattle?
Occupy Seattle.
Occupy Austin. Occupy...
Redmond. That would be...
Redmond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Occupy... I don't know. There's got to be a good title there somewhere.
You guys can just come down to Austin, and we can just go chant at BioWare about something.
Stop making suck-ass games, like, you assholes.
Occupy your wallet.
Felicia Day didn't need to be in the Dragon Age, but Dragon Age 2 wasn't good anyway.
I saw, like, a screenshot of her in the game, and it just looks so bad.
It does, man.
It's so
spoiler, bad. Everything in Dragon Age 2 looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Felicia Day featured on Shit Mountain.
So I've not heard about the Felicia Day thing. Someone elucidate me.
Oh, like, basically, it's literally Felicia Day. They, like, did the whole, oh, we're going to scan your face and put you in Dragon Age. And made her an...
Gave her elf ears.
Yeah, and they...
So is she DLC?
Probably. I think she's part of the next expansion pack.
That's kind of interesting because, like, if it follows EA's usual, Bioware's usual MO... Every female in Dragon Age is lesbian, so is Felicia Day going to be lesbian? Uh-oh. Or, like, bisexual?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. See where I'm going?
See, what we got to do is we got to go out there, we got to pick it, man. We got to tell them that I don't want Felicia Day in my video games. I want her to talk about my video games, but not in them. She don't need to be in them.
Speaking of lesbians, bisexuals, and lots of people in one area, apparently in San Francisco, a bunch of people just sat outside the Apple Store to mourn Steve Jobs.
Mm.
I'm not sure what the point of that was.
I saw the one screenshot where, like, they were holding the, like, candles on the iPhone screen, and that just made me cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Losing Steve Jobs is a huge blow because he's one of the last actual Americans with a point. You know what I mean? Like, he is one guy that, even though he might have been an ass about it sometimes, he stood for something. And that guy...
Yeah, like, the Onion article today was actually pretty on point.
Yes,
that
yeah.
America loses the one guy that knew what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That actually knew what the fuck he was doing.
So
yeah.
It's sad. I mean, and he's a brilliant marketer, and, well, he didn't invent the internet. No, but he made it accessible to damn near everybody. Like, you have it in the power of your pocket. You have, like, your digital Swiss Army knife. You know,
yeah, it's like all the, like, electronic decisions have been, the successful ones have been made since, I don't know, 2000, have been a direct result of, like, Steve Jobs' vision at Apple.
Absolutely.
Like, and hell, even, like, entertainment stuff, Pixar would not be what it is today without Jobs.
Yeah, he was a co-founder. He was, like, he was in it from the...
I would go as far to say that every company would not be what it was today without Jobs.
That's true.
Yes. That's good.
I see, and I understand celebrating the guy's legacy, but I think to that extent... Celebrating, like, not mourning his death in a very personal way is something he himself would probably not understand.
Right. Yeah, and that's true, because he was very much, I am a guy with a vision. We need to make this happen. Come with me and change the world or get the fuck out of the way. And
I can sort of see why it's happening, because, you know, Apple tended to attract the creative types, you know?
Yeah, of course. And
so, I mean, they're going to be more emotionally tied to this sort of thing.
Right.
It's understandable.
And it's interesting.
Tell us more about how you feel, Mark.
Oh, God.
But it really does kind of make sense. I mean, hell, we're syndicated on iTunes. You know what I mean? Like, it affects a lot of people in ways they may not... Well, I don't use any Apple products. It's like, maybe not directly, but you use something that Apple helped instigate.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I think, like, the best example of this is... Westboro Church saying they're going to picket Steve Jobs' funeral, and below it says sent from Twitter by iPhone or
from the iPhone.
Wait, did you see how they responded to that later after being pointed out? She was like, "Steve Jobs didn't invent the iPhone. God invented the iPhone so I control you all on an iPhone about Steve Jobs or something like that." She literally typed "you mad," the letter U, but it was like, you know, it was dumb shorthand. Yeah. Oh.
That's upsetting.
I think that we have an entire church dedicated to trolling. It's kind of...
Yeah.
Well, they're
it's sick and disturbing, but also kind of weirdly awesome.
Are we talking about Westboro or Apple still?
Westboro. But, yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, I have so much respect for Steve Jobs. And the thing is, he's kind of changed the way that business is perceived in America. Like, beforehand, would you ever, with the whole Netflix stuff with Reed Hastings or whatever, being very open, everyone add me on Facebook and then I'll respond to you as directly as I can. That type of stuff, in my opinion, has happened because of Steve Jobs. Because he has become one of those public figures that, yes, I'm a CEO, yes, I'm going to showcase stuff, but... we're going to keep the lines open.
He'll respond to emails. It may be like kind of flippant and sarcastic, but he'll respond.
Right, and it's a weird. I guess he gave Apple a personality. I guess you could say that, but it's more about.
Well, he was the face.
Yeah, he was a figurehead, and of course, people are going to put the figureheads on a pedestal, whether it's politicians or Miyamoto held up the Zelda sword. Like, that type of... yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, everyone does it. We all have our own little cliques, but...
Yeah, it's like, sure, people are going to be irrationally tied to Apple, but people are irrationally tied to the New York Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. And hell, I'm irrationally tied to the Raiders, and they won 2 games, and I'm all excited. And they haven't won 2 games in a row in, like, 15 years.
Also, you're
but I mean, like, sports teams would not get the fervor they get if everyone came out in masks and didn't say their real name.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, if there wasn't entire dedicated sports networks dedicated to talking about, well, he dropped this pass, but he caught this one. So that made his average go up by 0.2%.
Son of a bitch.
Like, I had my money put on him in my fantasy league. And he
One thing that I think Jobs is a good example of is that when you're 20, that's not the same person you're going to be when you're 50. No matter how sure you are of these principles, Jobs was absolutely against any sort of like huge corporations. He didn't want to be the man.
Yeah, exactly.
And when he died, he was the man.
And that's
he like the head of the largest company in America.
Yeah, and in a way that actually goes back to Occupy Wall Street, because if you go to any one of those like people out there that's just like, oh, I'm gonna piss on the road and I'm gonna do all this other stuff, if you could tell them, okay, I can guarantee you a shot at being an investment banker and you'll make $1 million a year, how many would say no out of principle? None of them. All of them would be like, fuck yeah, I'll go make me all that money. Like,
sure, maybe they're thinking of those kinds of stuff because they have jobs.
Yeah.
So.
Steve Jobs is the Gabe Newell of Steve Jobs.
Oh, nice.
Is Occupy Wall Street the Modern Warfare 2 of Pixar?
Totally.
I saw some investment site the other day that was saying Modern Warfare 3 is the big last hurrah for consoles.
Yeah.
Like, not just these consoles. Consoles
ever. Yeah.
Jesus.
We had a good run, kids.
Yeah, it was a great time, Nitro Beard. Glad to be of service to everyone listening.
I didn't read the article, but did he make an argument for what would happen next, like, when people just, like, start reading or, like,
right? No, it would all go to, like, mobile devices, right? That's what he was saying?
Yeah, tablets and phones.
Yeah.
Which, if we were going to do that, we probably would have seen, like, at least one classic, like, irreproducible gaming experience on, like, the tablets or the phones. Because how long have the tablets been out now? I mean, not tablets, but, like, the phones.
We've had smartphones for around 5 years?
Yeah. That's
right. Okay, so we've got Infinity Blade and Angry Birds. And pretty sure Angry Birds was like a ripoff of like a better PC game.
Every Flash catapulting game ever.
Yeah, and like Infinity Blade is... I'm not going to say anything about it because I'm going to reveal
my... It's fucking Punch-Out, but not controlling well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like on rails, right? Super on
rails. There are a couple games. I don't know, I just picked up one today called Draw Racing 2 HD.
Okay, cool.
But anyways, I guess you could do it on a DS2 or something, but it's a pretty rad game, just saying. Maybe by the guys that made crap, what was it called? The like motocross hockey game.
The motocross hockey game, yeah.
Yeah.
Hoppy, not hockey.
The motocross hockey game.
So that would be pretty amazing. We need to get work on that.
Cut this out of the podcast and we'll get it with some people. Let's go.
I just cannot remember the name.
Because you get
there's plenty of great games on mobile.
Yeah.
Like Game Dev Story is that should have been something that was on DSiWare the first day, but Nintendo's own policies are why it wasn't.
Right.
But I don't think any of this is ever going to wholly supplant what we have now.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's what's the big issue with articles like those, is that they always assume that, wait, I have a smartphone, I don't have a DS, ergo, smartphones
are
killing.
Nobody has a DS.
Yeah.
Well, right now, they need to figure out what the middle line is, because right now, it's you got cheap, like $1, $5 games on iPhone, and you got $40 games on your DSi.
Right.
There's just no... There's nothing like joining those two. If Sony and Nintendo can get their shit together on their online stuff and realize, hey, wait, there's a ton of money to be made here if we just stop selling these games for an insane amount of money and be willing to lose a little bit of the cartridge market, mm-hmm. which they're not going to do.
Right.
But let's presume they do, and in this fantasy universe, then you have your middle ground, and this whole scenario that this guy is talking about ends. Because there's nothing like the iPhone can do that you can't replicate on a system actually designed.
That's true. And I mean, yeah, if it's funny because we're talking about all this Wall Street stuff, but if you make basically an app store, if you make some sort of free market, more people will buy the device because they want the interesting things that are going. Like, hell, the reason why I want to get an iPod Touch or an iPhone or something is because some of the apps I would absolutely use every day.
Yeah,
it would just be a benefit. So if they took that type of free market mentality onto the Vita or 3DS or something like that, more people would buy the device. Ergo, more cartridges would be sold, just by proxy. So
on that note, fuck the iPhone 4S.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's not.
I really wanted an iPhone 5 announcement.
Yeah,
something with
a
different form factor. Something that actually really legitimizes my jump from the 4 to a 4S or whatever the next one is.
So you're already on the 4?
I'm
on a 3G still, which is just it's falling apart. Steve Jobs is killing my iPhone. I'm sorry. that was in poor taste. I'm sorry. But no, I can't open the freaking Maps app. It crashes things. It's just really bad right now.
To be fair,
well, they're doing it in a really stupid way now. They have a program called Siri, which will let you do voice command for stuff.
Doesn't that translate into dong butts in Japanese or something?
No, just
I think
ass.
It's just butts in general.
Butts, okay.
Yeah. Buttocks, the more general term.
Buttocks, okay.
But now they're making it so that program will not work on any pre-4S phone.
Right, of course.
Well, yeah, because the 4S has a dual core processor. It's fundamentally
it's a fucking microphone thing. It's why the Mass Effect 3 Kinect stuff won't work on a headset because they just don't fucking want it to.
We don't know exactly how much processing power that thing needs. I mean, maybe you're right, but there's
it's a voice command.
I will probably pick up a 4S because, like I said, I'm on my 3G and I'm long overdue for an upgrade.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Would it be?
I still like the form factor.
June anyway.
Yeah. What was that?
My contract is not up till June, so I was hoping that they'd have a 5 and it would get kind of cheap by then.
Right. Well, I mean, I like the form factor of the 4, but that screenshot they teased of the quote unquote 5 with the kind of teardrop shape was kind of rad.
Yeah.
But what can you do? It's their model. I mean, it's a lot of companies' model. Release a thing, upgrade it slightly, then do a big upgrade. It's just terrible that I'm in the mentality whenever something comes out. It's always never buy first generation hardware or, I just wait a year for the newer version. Because that's what will happen. Next year this time, there will be an iPhone 5.
Meanwhile, in the space of this podcast being recorded 45 minutes ago, 15 Droid phones were released and all of them are obsolete.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. And all of them are different and work with different apps and...
See, that's kind of the benefit, I think, to owning an iPhone as opposed to an Android is I can be sure that if Apple breaks something, Apple will fix it.
Yeah.
If something breaks on the Android, what the fuck version do I have? Who's going to fix it? Do I mod this? And it's more mental work that I'm willing to put into my phone.
Well, right. And because they control the hardware, the app stores obviously is a lot more consistent and reliable.
The same walled garden argument you can use against Apple kind of works in their favor sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
man.
So what do you think about the fire? Is that going to be like any kind of like damaging, like, any kind of impact to, like the mobile like games game market?
The what?
The Kindle Fire.
Oh, I thought you meant like the principle of fire, like the
fire. What about fire? What about firing games? I think it's like more games some, with fire.
Is there some fire in the heart of Seattle?
Well, we do need more firefighting games, but no, the Kindle Fire game, it's going to be like $200.
We've only had one good firefighting game, which is Burning Rage on the Sega Saturn.
Yeah, was that the arcade?
No, it was. I don't think it was an arcade version. It was a Yuji Naka game.
What am I thinking of? That literal.
They made it. Sega made a different arcade firefighting game.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
Really, we had the little pump, and you're like, uh-huh.
Apparently, there was something released on the NES that that they're really big fans of.
There's a pretty cool firefighting game on the iPad, maybe iPhone, called Sprinkle. shut up. It's actually pretty cool. It's like a water physics based game where you
a magic
yes
like, a magic like when, unicorn.
Well, when that game was when they were developing that game, do you think they had like the gold version of Sprinkle? Did they call it
gold? Sprinkle gold.
Sprinkle's gone gold, guys.
Yeah. Oh God. You guys can't talk about this topic right now. I don't know why it's so funny, but I just imagine this fucking pony, like, or this kitten of some sort named Sprinkles. It's saved people.
Sprinkles!
Golden Sprinkles probably should be a My Little Pony character.
Ooh. One of the first articles I had ever written was looking into a video game called Socks the Cat Rocks the House.
Hell yeah!
It's about cat. Like, the reason that game got canceled was apparently, it was one of the former, or one of the people in the game's estate didn't like it. They didn't like the likeness. So they were trying to sue the game. They're like, fuck it, we'll just cancel the whole product.
Wow.
Man, that's a sad day.
So Bill Clinton didn't like the way his cat looked, so he...
Yeah, it was somebody who was, was in the game and they had died very recently during development.
Oh, I see.
But that's I can't remember who it was off the top of my head.
For a video game based on Bill Clinton's cat. Who the hell they have in there?
Hey, they need to name him Bill Kitten.
Yes. Yes. Quickly, we need an executive decision.
We don't have enough presidential humor in video games.
That's true, man. I don't know if... Because, see, you got...
It peaked with...
Like...
NBA Jam. NBA Jam is where it peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it peaked with Metal Wolf Chaos.
Right, yes. I gotta play that sometime. Metal Wolf Chaos.
If you think,
like there was Obama and Palin in Mercenaries 2.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but those are just skins. They didn't actually do anything differently.
Yeah.
That now you just remind me of Mercenaries 2 exists, and now I'm disappointed.
All right.
Oh no. Actually, that would be a great. You should just kick into the break right there, Wes.
Yeah.
Just straight into the oh no music.
Oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming, you will be running forever. Oh no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you. First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass. Oh no, you didn't. Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last. Oh no, you didn't.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We lost Wes. He's traveling. He played X-Men Destiny, and just he couldn't take it anymore. He's quit everything.
I can understand that.
Yeah, Imran, on the other hand, is still with us, even after playing through... And recording and uploading a playthrough of X-Men Destiny. And he's got some videos up, and you should go watch them, but I'm going to let him talk about it, because, wow.
Yo, that game is awful.
How awful is it, Imran?
Oh my god, like, spoilers.
At one point, you fight Magneto, but it takes 20 minutes because he's only vulnerable every minute and a half. And you can hit him for, like, maybe 5% damage.
That's
how bad the game is. Also, immediately after you beat Magneto, nobody acknowledges this, despite the fact that you, as a teenager, just defeated the world's strongest mutant.
Is there, like, a special circumstance during the fight where he's, like, got hit by, like, an airplane or something? Or is that,
no. He just takes out Cyclops in one hit, then he attacks you.
Oh, God. Well, not to mention that nobody's mouth moves. The character art is terrible.
It has to be intentionally terrible, because I can't imagine how anyone looked at that art and was like, yeah, this is fine, we can ship this.
We should start a Tumblr or something called We Can Ship This, yeah. Just have screenshots of this video games that just should never have been released.
I actually like that idea, we should do that.
I mean, there's something else we need to cut out of the podcast. But this requires that, you know, Silicon Knights and Dennis Wright be self-aware enough. And if they were self-aware, they would have realized, like, half the stuff they did in Too Human was a bad idea as well. So, no, they thought this was a good idea.
God, it's so bad. Like, I don't know, you played the Wii version. Did it come out on PS3 and 360 as well?
It did, but the game is supposedly identical except for the art.
Oh, my God.
And I guess so they have animated mouths in that one.
Oh wow, that's.
Now we're talking about this kid like defeating Magneto. I can sort of believe that in that this kid like has everyone's powers somehow. Did they ever explain like
no.
this
how,
like super?
They never explain it, kid. But you can pick up their X genes, which for some reason are in boxes,
okay.
just
well,
lying okay. around
well,
everywhere.
How else are they going to store them?
So I'm pretty sure, like, plenty of storylines have been written about, say, oh, I don't know, the Canadian government or, like, the United States government trying to get back Wolverine's genes. So apparently they can just, like, walk up to one of these boxes and just pick them up and say, hey, fuck you, we got Wolverine's power. Never mind about this Weapon X shit.
Wolverine's power, by the way, is also incredibly broken. Like, the only suit I had at the end of the game was Wolverine's suit. And so every couple of seconds, let's say 20 seconds, I can just go ahead and activate his power and regain all my energy.
So this is like Kid Chameleon, Kirby, X-Men game.
Well, fuck you. Don't mention Kid Chameleon. That was a great game. Don't talk about that in the same sentence.
I can do what I want.
I remember Kid Chameleon. For some reason, when I try to remember Kid Chameleon, the only thing that comes to mind is Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
Oh, I hate it. Please do not disparage Kid Chameleon.
I'm just saying that's same kind of association. Synesthesia of video games at this moment.
What the hell was Iggy's Wrecking Balls? What the hell was that?
It was, I think, back when Acclaim, maybe, was trying to, like, Iguana.
Yeah, it
was trying to establish a mascot.
Yeah, this was back in that area where everyone had to have a fucking mascot.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Arrow the Acrobat. Sparkster the, whatever the fuck Sparkster was.
Hey, Arrow the Acrobat was fucking awesome, right?
Sure.
Vic Ireland, I think, was attempting a revival of Arrow the Acrobat.
Who was?
Vic Ireland.
Interesting.
Vic Ireland does a lot of horrible things.
What about Vector Man?
Sega tried a reboot of that, or they were going to try a reboot of that on the Xbox as a Halo ripoff.
Whoa.
I kind of wondered, like, the validity of that rumor, because no one ever saw any, like, images. And
no, that was screenshots.
From the mouth of Imran.
Interesting. Okay.
Let me pull them up.
Yeah,
it's...
So...
Anyway. X-Men Destiny, and so no, it's not like just this kid defeating Magneto. Then it's like Wolverine defeating Magneto. So that's more believable.
So Imran,
the kid who has Wolverine's genes for some reason, and also everyone else's genes.
On a rating scale of 0 to 1, how would you rate X-Men Destiny?
What's lower than 0?
Oh, that was the Elton John song.
Kid Chameleon.
Okay, so I rate this Elton John.
Oh. But which era of Elton John? Because there were some like great Elton John eras, or like
Lion King era.
Oh yeah, that's horrible. That's bad.
Oh god. Oh man. Yeah.
And yes, I listen to Elton John. Fuck all of y'all.
Well, so that's hopefully you weren't just playing that. I mean, have you been playing much else, Imran?
Well, I said last week I was going to hunt down Spider-Man: Shattered Dimensions to see if it was any good, and it actually is pretty decent.
Really. Well, like, that's the only thing these guys do is, like, keep remaking Spider-Man games every year, right?
Well, this one is not open world, it's level-based, and each level is based around one Spider-Man villain. So, like, one of the ultimate levels I just finished was Ultimate Spider-Man being lured into a game show by Ultimate Deadpool.
Now, are you playing this on...
PC.
PC, okay. Right. And control-wise?
It works fine. I just use a 360 controller.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But, like, I've not actually ever seen a game that nails Spider-Man's fighting style so well.
Nice. God, you between this... which I had already kind of been planning on, I just haven't yet. And then Driver San Francisco, and then there are other games that I need to buy right now, like Dark Souls. I'd like to get Rage, but that's a $60 PC.
Gears 3
game.
Is strangely great. So you might probably
Resistance 3 is apparently pretty good.
Yeah, and like we haven't even begun games. Like the actual like flood of like Christmas games. So.
And yeah.
Like I've already made a decision. I'm gonna have to skip Assassin's Creed this year because I'm just burned out enough that makes it so that game gets pushed out.
I haven't played Brotherhood yet, so I'm thinking just going to skip Brotherhood entirely and just go straight to, well, I don't know. Because Brotherhood will be like $15 within the next month.
Dark Souls will be the first PS3 game that I have bought in, God, a really long time. I don't know. I don't even know what the last PS3 game I bought was.
Well, speaking of which, I've been playing the Ico Shadow of the Colossus collection.
Nice. How's the upmake?
It looks like how I remember this game looking when I played it 7 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But like it's just as satisfying and just as mechanically unsound as it was then.
Right.
Are we talking about Ico or are we talking about Shadow of the Colossus?
Shadow of the Colossus. I've never actually played Ico, so I'm gonna get to that second.
Yeah.
But it's like all these things we've learned in the last 7 years we really take for granted.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when you didn't have to bait a boss into doing one move that lets you climb up his sword. On a small, narrow platform where the camera is fighting you.
Right.
Like, that one Colossus took me around 40 minutes because I was having such trouble getting him to use the one move that lets me get up to his head.
Yeah, there was a bit of figuring out here and there.
I mean, it's still a good game, it's just, wow. That wouldn't
kind of
fly today.
Design. Yeah. Kind of makes you wonder that because these guys haven't released anything in the interim, so it kind of makes you wonder what Wanda and the Cloth. Is it still Wanda and the Cloth? There's like Wonder. No, it's the Last Guardian now, right?
The original the original name of Shadow of the Colossus was Wander and the Colossus, right? Or that was the Japanese name or something.
I thought like the name before Last Guardian was something like that, like Wanda.
Trico.
Okay.
But that's their project names for everything. Igo. Right. Then Nico, which is knee plus I go, then Trico, which is try plus I go.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
So we got things we're going to have to skip. I was watching the Giant Bomb quick look of Forza 4, and I love Forza, but I'm not going to buy Forza 4 if it's Forza 3 with a better UI.
Forza.
So that was kind of disappointing. So I'll be skipping that.
It's a Top Gear track, doesn't it?
Sure, if you're like just really insanely in love with Top Gear, but you know what you could also do is watch Top Gear.
That's true.
Yes.
In fact, I think I will after this podcast is over.
<There you go. laughs> And while you have Top Gear playing, what you can do is you can load up Forza 3 and you can play that.
Forza.
See? I just saved you a ton of money right there. You can send that to me so I can buy Uncharted 3.
Budget tips.
I think I might end up skipping Uncharted 3.
Really?
It's going to be cheap, and I don't really care about the multiplayer, so I'm going to buy it used.
Right.
Like,
well, yeah. That's what I was going to skip or wait on, because yeah, I'm in that same mentality about a bunch of games. Like, if it's got some co-op or something I may miss out on people right. playing it, then sure, I'll get it. But
the only thing I'm don't think I'm going to like wait on this year is definitely going to be Arkham City rather,
yeah,
and Skyrim. So that's pretty much it. It depends on exactly how if Uncharted 3 is like the same high quality as Uncharted 2, it's gonna be tough to turn that down. So
yeah, I'm gonna want to play that, but we'll see.
See, that's one of the reasons I can stand to wait for it because that game is going to age extremely well, like Uncharted 2 did.
Yeah,
that's true.
So other. I don't even remember if you said you were playing anything other than X-Men Destiny, in which case I'd feel very sorry for you.
I've actually been playing a ton of stuff, like Mario Land 2. I've been playing it on 3DS. That game is way shorter than I remember. Like, I remember it taking me a day when I was a kid, and now it's like I can blow through the whole thing in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
That was the one where the you pulled the fruits up out of the ground and threw them at guys.
Radishes.
No, that was Mario 2.
Well, which one
this
was
this?
This
is Mario Land 2.
The Game Boy one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that game. Yeah. Those games were pretty fun.
I definitely have nostalgia for it, and it's still holding up really well. It's baby easy, though. And I think that was probably not an issue for me when I was 6.
Right.
But nowadays, I'm a little bit more... I know not to jump on the ant when it has spikes on it.
Damn,
in general, also, what good life rule.
Also, you're working with a good screen, so you can tell it has spikes on it now.
Yeah, that's basically all I've been playing.
That dot matrix screen was phenomenal, right? There was some HD. That's what the D stands for. High dots.
Phenomenally crap.
Basically.
With your three shades of green.
All right, Mark. What have you been playing?
I went back to Vanquish to see if I can remember if I like that game or not.
Nice.
I have a hard time thinking if I like that game or not. That thing is like really... I don't know, maybe because I, like, start off at the beginning of Vanquish and, like, work my way through it and, like, got introduced to all the gameplay elements. What I've been doing with this one is, like, going back to missions and just, like, replaying and trying to get a higher score.
Mm-hmm.
Game's really hard.
It is.
And there's a lot of mechanics and a lot of buttons to that game, and I've been playing for the past couple of days, and I'm still not exactly sure if I'm doing things right, because to activate like slow mode by yourself, you have to be sliding along, then you have to be aiming, and then while you're aiming, you can start firing.
Like click both sticks, yeah.
You have to be doing something while and then aim. It can be jumping over cover, sliding, dodging.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah,
it
took me a while to get a hang of the flow of combat.
Yeah, and I remember, like, once you figure that out, the game is, like, insanely good and everything clicks and you basically do whatever you want. But if you can't do that at a moment's notice, it's kind of unforgivably difficult. And I realized there were, like, these challenge missions, like, separate from the main game. So I thought I'll play through a few of these, and, like, the first one is... And it's basically just waves of guys that keep coming through, and you don't get more ammo, and it's kind of stupid.
It's mental GURP.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, I love the game, but I have such a hard time playing it, because in order to do well, you need to be thinking faster than you can press the buttons.
Yeah,
and you have and to that's like I. If you operate mostly on reflex, it's hard to play that game.
Yeah. Right, I don't know. I feel like the controls never felt natural. I always had to really think about what I was trying to do.
You know what I was reminded of when I was playing the game again was Gun Valkyrie. I don't know if you guys actually wound up playing that thing.
Never played that. Was that? No, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking of something else.
It's the Xbox Sega game, I think, right?
Yeah, it was, and it was kind of like an early third-person shooter, but you're like also flying around, and it was also just unnecessarily complicated and used way too many of the Xbox One buttons.
Right.
And it feels like Vanquish is kind of like a more refined version of that, but you're not flying, so it mainly just makes me wish I was playing Gun Valkyrie again, or second Gun Valkyrie, something like. But I can't trust Sega to get that thing right if they can get it right the first time, so. Oh, well.
I'm really hoping they release Guardian Heroes soon. That should be, this next week, shouldn't it?
It was released a month ago. What the fuck is going on?
It was released a month ago in Mexico, and then nowhere else.
Yeah.
Mexico. What is Guardian Heroes?
It's the Sega Saturn 2D brawler by Treasure.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's, like, three or four different lines, I think, and you're, like, moving guys in between them. I think this version has 6 players simultaneously.
It has like 12 player fighting and 4 player campaign.
Okay. It's just crazy good sprites. I mean, it's a beautiful, gorgeous game.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm so perturbed they're not selling it to me. I have money. They can have my money. They just have to give me the product.
Here, take my money.
I'd totally be down for that.
Huh? Are you playing anything else?
That's pretty much it. Like, still waiting for the holiday sales to come up before I actually buy any new games. So,
tip I got was that Toys R Us' sale should be the week of the 16th.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was checking like Fat Wallet and Cheap Ass Gamer stuff from like years before. It's either like the middle of October or at the end of October. And last year it was actually considered a little bit early. So it's about time, like next week, next couple weeks.
I'm hoping it comes soon because I'm getting impatient for Dark Souls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think if I maybe, because I was planning on getting Arkham City, like kind of at launch and playing, just marathoning it over a night or two with a friend, like taking a day off work, like I did with Arkham Asylum. Right. But I think I may wait for this 2-for-1 sale or the buy two get one free and get Arkham City, Dark Souls, and I don't know, something else.
Yeah, right now it's for me. It'd be Arkham City, Dark Souls, and Gears 3.
Yeah, I might end up actually getting that same combination. I don't know how or why, but somehow in the last week or two, I've become a big fan of Gears of War.
It's a decent series. I mean, it's technically very competent. I mean, once you get past like the art, the very bro-ish like art style and stuff, it's not like it's a bad series.
Yeah, it's well made. Like, there's points where I'm either incredible. Like, well, I was playing with Mike, and he and I chainsawed the same thing at one point, and he was able to move after that, but I was stuck in the same place constantly making the chainsaw animations.
Sweet.
And there was a time, like, facing one of the, I think, the Scourge, the boss you face in Gears 2.
Mm-hmm.
At some point during a chainsaw duel, the chainsaw noise would not stop.
Oh, God.
Sweet.
So it just kept making the high chainsaw sound with, like, Dom screaming the entire time. We had to do the entire boss battle like this.
Oh, God.
That reminds me of the time Mass Effect 2 had a bad habit of doing that, of glitching, and, like, guys would just constantly scream. Because they do the screaming animation if you, like, threw them off of a wall or anything. That happened constantly to me every time I play that fucking game. Like, I threw one guy off, and you just hear him screaming through the entire level. He would not fucking die. You wouldn't get the points for it. He'd just be stuck in animation. It's like, I wish I could kill you, but this is actually kind of cool. So, left him sitting there.
Yeah, if that happened in Silent Hill, he wouldn't bat an eyelash.
Oh, yeah. Because you'd right. expect yeah. it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, totally.
It's a feature.
Yeah, I'm getting fucked with.
Yeah, I don't know what my third would be for the buy two, get one free, but I still haven't played Infamous 2, so that might be
really?
My third. Yep.
I love that game.
Yeah, I probably will too, but I don't know. I just, like I said, I just have not bought a lot of console games because I've been doing so much PC gaming.
What'd you think of the first one?
I really enjoyed the first one. Fuck the shards. I really wish I could find them all.
This one, it has a power late in the game where it will show up on your minimap the closest shard, no matter where it is. So it took me about an hour and a half to hunt them all down.
That would be really rad.
Games that do this bullshit, like Crackdown and the Assassin's Creed games, they need to copy one thing from Crackdown. And so the more of those little collectibles you get, the easier it is to find. Because the Crackdown agility orbs, they get like bigger and bigger the more you collect. Just do that. Don't make them. Don't. It's not fun to have to like hunt behind geometry and every kind of your fucking game, guys. Throw us a bone here. Come on.
Yeah,
two feathers were probably the worst for me, because I swore up and down I had checked every single place a feather could be, and it happened to be, like, that first place, and I was sure I had checked.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it's not like online guides could help you either, because you're not going to sit there and, like, follow this guy's directions and, like, find every last one of these 5,000 things.
Yeah, and those would only work if I hadn't hit it, if I hadn't had the thought process, oh, I should get this now because I won't remember to get it later.
Right.
Like, if I didn't do that, then maybe online guides would be fine. But I'm too impatient, and I like the reward system.
Right, yeah, and you have to just, grab them as you go. I wish I'd kind of just gotten all the ones on an island when I was going through Infamous, but, like, by the time I reached the end, I was like, oh, fuck. And it was just impossible. Like, I swear to God, I went everywhere and, click the sticks to do the little radar thing, and I couldn't find them.
What made it much easier was finding out that it was a thing in the menu that showed you how many feathers you're missing from an area.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realize that.
But,
that's...
yeah, they don't tell you at all, so I found that out when I had maybe two feathers left.
Brilliant. Oh, hell, yeah.
Speaking of islands, Brian, I've been hearing that, like, Dead Island kind of falls apart after you leave the resort. Does it?
I don't think so. It's actually, like, right after you leave the well, hold on, the resort, like, the first beach area, you mean, I guess?
Well, I mean, like, supposedly, I've only been hearing the second hand, but there's a resort area, then you go into the woods, then you go into, like, a city or something.
Yeah,
and after
yeah.
that, it kind of takes a downturn.
I don't think so. I mean, actually, my brother and I still haven't beaten it yet. We ran into this one bug, and we've just been kind of waiting for it to get patched, because we can't progress as it is right now. It seems like maybe we're the only people that this has happened to, because we haven't found a lot of people talking about it. But basically, you get to this this laboratory area in a jungle, and you have to, like, go clear this section of the lab. And my brother and I loaded up, we stopped right when we got this mission. This guy just opened these doors for us, and we loaded up the game, and I was stuck on the inside of these doors. And my brother was on the outside, and we couldn't get him open. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just leave and I'll join, and maybe it'll be open. So I left and I joined, and I was on the outside of the doors now. So we couldn't progress through to move on the mission. So there are a couple different things you could do. Like, you could try to join someone else who maybe has beaten that part, but I tried that once or twice and just couldn't find someone who had done all the side quests, because their progress gets appended to yours. Mm-hmm. Or becomes yours, and we couldn't find anyone that, you know, had done all the side quests, which we had done. We basically just gone through and done everything. So anyways, I don't think it fell apart. I mean, you do the resort area, and then you go into the city, which was just, the city was insane. Like, that was just terrifying nonstop, because it's this really close quarters, and that's where they introduce the chargers, quote-unquote, whatever, the Rams. And
you know, it could be people are talking about falling apart, like, playing it single-player. Like, if you're...
Maybe, I mean...
Because you're basically playing it, quote-unquote, the way it's meant to be played.
Right, well, but even then, I mean, looking at it, I mean, I've been experiencing it the same way, and it's not like I felt that the fact that I was playing co-op was making up for something in that second area. So, I don't know, if anything, I kind of got more excited because some, you know, you started getting some more weapons and weapon modifications. And you started fighting humans, which was kind of interesting. I certainly don't think so. But then again, I think it's well known now that I enjoy most things that aren't absolutely terrible.
And our co-op.
And our co-op, except for BF3.
Anything else
you want to talk about? Yeah, well, you're right. So Dead Island, I wish I had been playing that and going through and beating it, but I haven't. My brother and I have just been putting on that on hold. I haven't been playing a whole lot else. I've actually been playing, I've actually been playing a lot of TF2 again and getting back into it and having a lot of fun and you know, unlocking things and crafting things. And, like, I got... one of the soldier kind of like ray gun rocket launchers that's kind of interesting. I was kind of happy when I got it because I'd just been getting a lot of stuff that I already owned or had or whatever. So been playing TF2 with Brian Laper, who this is really his first time playing, so I've kind of been showing him the ropes a bit and having fun that way. Other than that, you know, some iPad gaming, The Last Rocket, which is a really neat little kind of indie pixel game made by Sean Inman, who made this game Horror Vacui, which I posted about a while ago. It was like this board game. That's pretty much it. Work's been pretty chaotic, so I haven't had a lot of time for playing games. That and I don't... Right, yes, so I got to tell my mouse story. So last night I was going to sit down and play some computer games, and I pull out my tray that has my keyboard, and I'm like, wait, something is missing here. My mouse wasn't there. And I'd forgot that early in the day I'd put it in the mail to RMA it, because it started registering single clicks as double clicks. So I sent it back to SteelSeries, and they're going to send me a new one. And so I was like, well, I guess I don't have a mouse, so I just kind of turned off my computer and went to bed.
You fool! You didn't have a backup mouse!
Yeah, so today I plugged in my Wacom tablet, and I'm using that, and I might attempt to play like TF2 or Left 4 Dead or something with a Wacom tablet and pen and see how that goes. Yeah, but that's about it.
So basically, going to be playing like TF2 as you would play it on the Wii U. So you're
exactly.
Seeing the future.
The Wii U TF2, yeah.
Experience the future of video gaming. So you should talk about this.
The future. But yeah, I really want to get Dark Souls. One of my friends who lives nearby has got it. And yeah.
Yeah, people keep saying amazing things, and I wish they'd shut up.
Well, I can only say that I hear it's amazing, so you can tell me to partially shut up, I guess.
If it's in the indication, apparently it's just more like Demon Souls, so you can like play Demon Souls for a while.
I could. I'm just glad, because when Demon Souls first came out, I got the import version, like the Hong Kong version, because I guess it wasn't sure if it was going to come out in the U.S. or whatever. And I just never picked up the U.S. version when it came out, which, I don't know, I guess kind of held me back some extent.
Can you connect to the servers with that version?
You could connect to the Hong Kong servers.
Okay.
Or, you know, the international ones. So it was kind of a barrier at some point, but I'm glad that it did so well and that Dark Souls is out and, you know, has a U.S. version and all that jazz. So looking forward to it and giving my PS3 some use other than being a Netflix player. That's it.
That's kind of a slow news week.
Yeah. OccupyNitroBeard.com. That should be our thing.
All right. So don't take
until we get some real news. We should protest Nitro Beard.
Yeah, I am totally going to protest Nitro Beard by putting content up. So don't steal our great ideas. Today's which was the motocross plus BMX, where you'd ride a motocross bike and play hockey.
Right, hockey. Yes, yeah. Well, that and what was it? The Tumblr account
we
want. Right, that we can pass this, we can improve. I don't remember. Anyways, we might get started on that.
We can ship this, yeah.
All right. I think we're going to call tonight, everybody.
Ship it.
This podcast is hastily approved. Ship it, Wes. Summer.